Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He is from Nary Milwaukee, Bob Sebastian, with COR Improvements. Robert, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Man, it's a good time of year. Spring is just around the corner.
Yeah, you couldn't tell that by the frosty temperature, but tomorrow's nice and bright and sunny, though.
It's going to be 50 tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be 50 tomorrow. Hey, a lot of stuff going on, and people don't know this, behind the scenes at Nary Milwaukee as far as recapping on the spring show, getting ready for the fall show, and in between the tour of remodel homes coming up May 16th and 17th. And on the 15th is the Nary Aurora Cancer Care House Soiree.
Yeah, the whole remodeling tour weekend is just a great event, because the soiree on Friday night, it's a charity event.
Yep.
And it's at a beautiful project. People can come, mingle with different Nary people and non-Nary members as well. And there's great food and drink, and you can
music
see this
and
beautiful home. And then the remodelers tour is, you know, everything you learned at the show, you can now experience these people in their projects. You can talk with them and actually touch and see the project itself instead of looking at pictures.
And there are times, too, when the homeowner stays and will answer questions as well. And I find that really interesting. Not often, but every once in a while they go, look, I'll stick around and answer any questions you have. And my favorite one that my wife and I went to, there was a really unusual table. It was just in a little nook. And it was a table for her kids to sit at. And I said, boy, the table is different. She goes, come with me. Brought me downstairs into the basement. She said, you see those doors? And I go, yeah. She said, we're going to throw them away. And our remodeler said, no. Hold on a second. We need this table here. Can I have this door? She goes, yeah. He took it with him. About 2 days later, brought it back and said, hey, this is going to fit perfect. And so instead of having to go out and buy a new one, he found something that he could redo, made it look great, perfect size, put it right where it needed to be, and her three kids now can sit around and have breakfast together. So I just really like that tour of model homes and the soiree, the event on the 15th. I know where that's going to be, but they haven't made it public yet, so I'm going to be quiet on it. But it's a really cool space. And raising really money that people at Nary care a lot about, which is the Aurora Cancer Care House. And it's just a great event. The food's good, and they have the little music and stuff like that. So
yeah, it is. It's a great event. I highly recommend attending, because, like you say, it's a great project. But also, again, the tour, it gives you that hands-on experience. And, you know, you get to experience the contractor as well, because that's a huge part of your decision, is how you get along with the contractor.
You bet.
So you get their experience in the project.
Hey, I'm excited about today's show. We have three sales reps, account executives, I'll find out what they call themselves, from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the company. I'm a client of the company. They're a client of mine. I get a chance to do a lot of stuff with these young guys. And I'm always impressed when I get a chance to hang out with some of their work events. Join us. First of all, David Conrad's on the couch, because we only have three microphones. And in typical Waukesha West fashion, he lost a bet. Well, it was rock, paper, scissors.
Paper, scissors.
Yeah. But you know what? Cole Henry whooped him. So Cole Henry gets to come on. Cole, how you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Matthew, thank you. Matthew Strupp, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you kind of, we had to call an audible like middle of, you know, about 7 o'clock last night. And I just really appreciate you taking the point. Sam, could you help help Matt with his microphone over there? It seems to be falling, and we got to make sure we don't want him to have to sit there holding that thing the whole time. Hey, Matt, let's start with you. How long have you been with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I've been with Pella a couple years now. Actually started with Pella Corporate. So was there for a little over a year, and then been in Milwaukee now for about a year and a half. So I guess a little over 2.5 years now.
So yeah, you got to leave Pella, Iowa, and come to Milwaukee.
I did, yeah. It was
not a bad move.
No, not at all. It's for those who don't know, Pella, Iowa is about a town of 12,000, so not very big.
They all work for Pella, too.
Yeah. Most of them work there in one way or the other.
They all love me.
They do. You've been there?
No, they've been here.
Oh, okay.
And I don't always get sarcasm. And you might not either. Yeah, they don't all love me. But you know what? We're working it. We're trying. We're trying hard. You're a guy from Pella, Iowa that we get along pretty well.
Yeah. No, I'm not a native of there. Just live there for a little bit.
But you're a Hawkeye fan.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
That's okay. That's all right. It's good when they come up and get whooped by the Badgers. I appreciate that. Hey, Cole, how about you? Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right, a couple of Iowa boys. Man, what happened with the whole caucus vote? And we'll get into the politics during the break. I'm just teasing with you. How long have you been with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin?
So I'm coming up on my year anniversary, actually.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I hear nothing but good things about all three of you guys. And I talk to Gina a lot. She's really impressed with the young people and how you guys get after it. And there's a lot of training, and we're going to talk about the training that you guys go through. What about Pella made you join this team?
The camaraderie around the office is great.
Yeah.
Not only that, Gina, she's a saint.
Yeah.
She puts a lot of effort into us boys.
Yes, she does. She cares a lot about you guys. I mean, and it's amazing because her and I and my wife Terry and her husband Chris, we go out a little bit. And as much as we don't want to talk about work, we do. And she just thinks the world of this team that she has. And she said, look, these young guys, they get after it, and gals get after it, and they play hard, they work hard, you know, all of that. And they really represent, and they're good ambassadors for this company. And I think that's wonderful. The Pella experience, Matt, because, you probably have had the most experience as far as not having the Pella Experience Center available to you, and now that it's available to you, huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, new showroom over in Brookfield on Blue Mound, old spot, we'd been there for a while, definitely outgrew it.
Yes.
People were sitting on top of each other on desks, things like that. But yeah, the new experience center, we got every product line right on display. All the products actually slide out of the wall, so you can put them side
beautiful.
By side, compare. It's been great for us and our clients, especially
190th and West Blue Mound Road. You know where Cops is, it's right in the back. By Cops, we did the grand opening. The big show came out, and there was a lot of people from Pella, Iowa that flew in, and there it was packed. And I realized how big the space was after seeing as many people as I saw there, and there was plenty of room. I mean, there was plenty of room. And the cool part is when you walk in there to talk to somebody about your windows or your doors, replacement windows right now are huge. You can walk in and feel and touch every product where you guys can just slide it out and say, here's what I'm thinking. I think it just gives you a big advantage to some of your competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we obviously work mainly in homes for replacement, but whenever you can get a customer physically in the showroom, see all the product, get their hands on it, compare side by side, it definitely makes a big difference for them.
Hey Bob, we were talking in the pre-show meeting with these guys. This is the perfect time that the people start talking about replacement windows because you've now gone through this tough winter. You know, it is. And it people say that lived here as long as I have. Well, it wasn't that tough. But as you get a little older, and I was telling the story, we have Pella windows in our bedroom, in our bathroom, and in our computer room, but not in our living room. And the difference between, and my wife's like, look, if they want to know the difference, have them come over here. The difference is go in the living room where we had another company before I knew the Pella people do the window and the door, and it's cold in our living room all the time. But we just got them 4 years ago. So it's not like we could bite the bullet and say we made a mistake and replace it, but this is the perfect time for people to be looking for replacement windows.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean... you need a little bit of time to plan. They need to measure. They need. There's all kinds of things that are involved. So now's the time to start cranking on it so you can have those in place.
You know, it's still February, and I'm not supposed to tell people what the March deal is, but I'm going to go ahead. If Gina's up and she wants to call and yell at me, she can go ahead and do that. But starting March 1st, you get zero payments for 5 months and zero APR financing for 5 years by replacing windows and doors now with Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com for more information on that. Hey, Cole, let's talk a little bit about the training that you have to go through, and it is extensive. The meeting that we had with the guy that replaced the doors and the two windows was all the 15 minutes. It was a 15-minute meeting, and I thought, oh, that's good. I'm in and out in 15 minutes. Then when we went through the Pella experience, the Pella difference of having one, a rep come in, sit in the kitchen, and she said, look, you need to put an hour and a half aside. And I thought, I'm putting an hour and a half aside. Are you crazy? I did that other one in 15 minutes. Well, there's the difference. It was really interesting. And we're going to get into that part of it. But Cole, the training that you go through to be a Pella rep is pretty extensive.
It truly is. And it extends much further than just product. I mean, we learn about the construction that goes into it, different ways to install windows and doors. And they really focus a lot on that. You know, we want to be the professionals in the home.
You know, I say this on the show a lot. You can buy the most expensive window on the market, and if it's not installed correctly, it's a $49 window. And that's the part that I think people have to understand. The people that are installing Pella windows are Pella people. They're not just some guy off the street with a truck that says, look, I know how to make a window. I'll put a window in. It's people that have gone through the whole process of how to install properly a Pella window.
And that's exactly it. The Pella experience, I mean, it's more than just the appointment. It's the following couple weeks, months that follow that, and even the warranties that feed into it.
Yeah, I agree. Matt, when we went through that, after she left, my wife and I knew more about windows and knew more about the whole process. When she left, we knew exactly when they were coming back to measure, to remeasure, all of that. And one of the things we wanted to do was get a door on our garage. And your guys came out, and the guy said, look, unless I tear your garage down, I can't do this. And I said, why? And he said, whoever put this in, put it in and just jimmied it in, and it's in wrong. And if I'm going to do this, you have to look for a different option because we will not do it the way it was put in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with Pella, stand behind both the install and the product. So with that comes honesty. So like you mentioned, bring a project manager out. So a lot of times there's things in your home you can't control outside the window, within the walls. So we're upfront about that. If there's something long term that we're going to see affect that, we let you know and we take care of it.
Yeah, Mandy was like, hey, sorry. I said, no, that's all right. She said, no, I just didn't know that we couldn't do it that way. And I said, no worries. I'm not going to have to go through another hour and a half for this other thing. And she said, no, you're not going to have to do that. The other part for me is when they came out, my brother is a Pella client as well. And when they came out to do his windows, he had six windows after he bought this new condo that were relatively new. And they were the worst of them all. And he was like, well, I'm not going to have to replace those because I've got... these are the old ones. And your guys came in and said, look, the old ones are actually performing better than the new ones. And let me prove it to you. And they proved it to him. And he said, let's redo all of them. And I thought, nobody's a bigger get up on the mountain to talk about the whole Pella experience than my brother John. He's just a huge fan. Remember, zero payments for 5 months. Zero APR financing for 5 years by replacing your windows now. Yeah, and look, replacement windows, again, this time of year, you're going to want to get on their calendar, PellaWI.com. And when you do that, or if you go out to the experience, ask for one of these guys. They've taken the Saturday morning. I'm sure that, you know, looking at their Facebook page, a few of them went out last night. We won't tell you which ones. But we're going to talk to David Conrad in the second, third, and fourth segment as well. We're joined by Cole Henry, Matt Streb, who is... couple of Iowa boys, but don't hold that against them. They're going to be cheeseheads fully soon. Hey, Bob, the part about Pella, and I don't know if you've had a chance to go to the experience. Have you been out there yet?
I have been.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I thought it was really great. I mean, the fact that there's so much product there, and it's really organized, so you can figure out what it is you're looking at. They can show you the differences. So it was a well laid out. You know, you're not wandering all over the place. You know, over here is this, and over here is that. It's kind of like just pull it out of the wall, and you can look at it.
Yeah, it's right there. Hey, we're going to. I really appreciate you coming in for just one segment, but we're going to kick you out so we can get David Conrad on the mic for the next three segments. But again, Tour Remodel Homes is 16th and 17th.
Yep, don't miss it. It'll be a great opportunity to see things.
Do you know when they will have the listing of the homes up? Not for a bit yet, because there's still, I think they're...
Right, there still is a possibility of some more signing up, so
right.
They don't have the complete list yet.
So nary.org is narymilwaukee.org is where you're going to want to go and look at that. Look at the map of the different homes that you can come out. Tour Remodel Homes, 16th and 17th, and the Cancer Care House Soiree fundraiser is on the 15th. Bob, thank you very much. Bob Sebastian, again, COR Improvements. They are located on Green Bay Road in Glendale. It's corimprovements.com for more information. Bob, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Yeah, you bet. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they're in the house. We're going to spend three segments talking to these young guys about their company, the process, and some of the products. And I've got some window questions that hopefully, I know Gina's hoping they can answer. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bumper music brought to you by Cole Henry.
Love to hear it.
You're lucky they're coming. You're happy they're coming to Summerfest, huh? You'll be at that.
I will be there.
It's your favorite band?
Favorite band. Been that way for a long time.
You really? Might be the only one there.
No, come on now. I'm pretty sure that David Conrad is not going to be there. You're not going to be there.
I won't be there with Cole after that loss that I had in Rock, Paper, Scissors earlier.
So. Man, I've never seen a good-looking kid like you cry the way you cried. Man, that Waukesha West at Steve Rucks, those boys didn't teach you much over there. Our special guest from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, it's always fun. Maybe an old grandfather of four to hang out with these young guys that have so much passion about a lot of things in life, but one thing is their work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can talk sports with these guys, you can talk bands with them, but talk windows with them and doors with them and watch them light up and talk a little bit about, hey, let me help you. What do you need? How can we help with this and that? Let me come to the house, come out to the Pella Experience on 190th and Blue Mount. David, how long have you been with Pella?
Just under a year now. So I actually worked in corporate with Matt as well. So
you did?
Yep.
So you were living in Pella, Iowa for a bit?
I was living there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was a little culture shock, coming from Milwaukee. I went to school there and then down to about a 9,000 people population.
Oof. It's good to be home.
Yep, good to be home.
Yeah,
good
you can
back.
Come home, right?
Yep.
What about working for Pella? We had this conversation. I saw you out at the Experience the other day. I had dropped something off for Gina, and we had about a 10-minute conversation. And working for a company like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is a great fit for you. Why?
I played sports my whole life, so that was one thing that, I love the competitive atmosphere, but we're still such a good team. So I was just talking to my manager the other day. There's not one person on this team I wouldn't go and hang out with one-on-one. You can go to everybody for advice. It's just like, playing football back in high school.
You know what? And it's similar, I think, and it's not, I don't think it's the norm. Here where I work with our salespeople, look, we're really competitive. Everybody's trying to hit their number, but really happy when people do well. And then you want to learn from how they did that and who they that whole process. And the process with you guys is pretty incredible. Matt, the training that you guys do, and I know you're in training a lot. I don't know if it's weekly, but it's certainly monthly, right?
Yeah, so over the winter, we actually do winter meetings every Friday for a few months, all day long. So 10 a.m. Till later in the afternoon.
Sometimes goes to the evening. I've seen your Facebook post, boys.
It does.
Sometimes when the meetings are over, you guys as a group head out a little bit.
Yeah, and in the construction industry, you're always learning. So whether you've been with us 5, 10, 15 years, or if you're brand new, Everyone gets together and just learns all day long. So we're always getting better. That's the name of Pella right there. So
it is. Hey, Cole, is there a most basic of question that people have? You know, we all work as salespeople on elevator pitches and all that. When people say, "Hey, look, what I hear a lot, oh, I think Pella's too expensive," and I go, "Really? Like, you might want to do some shopping." Years and years ago, Pella, and it's still today as far as people thinking that's the best window out there. But the idea of, well, it's a little bit too expensive, I think is just a misnomer. And once they talk to you guys, there's so many options for people depending on what they want to do. But if you're at a restaurant or a bar or something and somebody says, "Where do you work?" Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. "I don't know. We need new windows, but I think expense might be a little bit too high." What do you tell them?
Pella's the best window replacement company in the United States, let alone in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
And so your money goes a very long way. Not only that, we offer extensive warranties. You get locked in for, you know, whatever the price is that you're going to pay today.
Right.
You have those extended warranties, those extended benefits that are going to, outlast whatever that price is.
And next time somebody asks you that, tell them to call me, because I know what the difference is. Call my wife. She's not happy, man.
Are living through it.
Living through it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we set our set it at 69 or 70 in the house, and she's got to have a blanket and a sweatshirt on in the living room, and then it's warm in our bedroom, so we have to open the door, makes no sense to her. She doesn't get it. And the only difference is those rooms we have Pella windows and the other one we don't. And so I'll give you my home number. You tell them to call Terry McGivern, because she'll be like, "Oh, I'll tell you the difference between this thing." Hey, David, when you go out into somebody's home, that whole process of you saying, "Okay, look, I'm going to teach you what the difference is," your pitch when you're at somebody's home is different than anybody else's. Do you understand that?
Yeah, and I mean, that's actually how I started too. I try to sit there, and it is, like you mentioned before, about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on what we're looking at. Because I'll say we have a lot to go over today. There's a lot that, you know, you might have questions about, but then again, there's a lot that you might hear today that you've never heard in your life. So,
do you know one of your competitors puts in this commercial, "Hey, you don't have to sit through an hour and a half with me." And I laugh at that every time, because I thought that too until Mandy came in and did the whole presentation for my wife and I. And all of a sudden, I looked at the clock and she came in at 2, and all of a sudden it's 20 after 3. And I'm like, okay, that was a quick hour, 20 minutes, because of what we learned. Matt, when people ask you about working for Pella and the difference and why you work there, what do you tell them?
Yeah, so as far as company standpoint, just culture, but back to the product standpoint. So what really makes Pella different is our offering. So 9 different product lines across 3 materials. So really what's unique to us is no matter what color, material, size, shape, whatever you're looking for, we can fit it. So I go into all different types of homes, all different parts of Milwaukee. We got a product and budget for everyone. I mean, vinyl, fiberglass, wood, excellent payment plans. I mean, that's the thing, when we go into homes and we have all these payment plans we can offer, 0% interest, people's minds are just blown. It's a way to make everything affordable. And like we mentioned before, it's going to be an investment regardless of the company you go with. So you want to go with a company that's going to stand behind both the product and the install for the lifetime you're in the home.
Yeah, starting March 1st, and they can't get mad at me for this, right, boys?
It's the last day of February.
It's the last day of February. When you call these guys on Monday, and I want you to... The Pella Experience, go to their website, PellaWI.com, or head out to the Pella Experience Center. Next week, ask for David Conrad, ask for Cole Henry, ask for Matt Streb. One of those three is who you're going to want to talk to, and ask about the zero payments for 5 months, zero APR financing for 5 years by replacing those windows and doors now. Details are at PellaWI.com. So, boys, during our... pre-show meet, I told you about my night last night. What a wonderful wedding I went to. And it was really nice people on both sides of the aisle. And I've asked Jonathan, he is part of my family as of about yesterday at 5:30, something like that. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. He is Jonathan Golfus. He is my new niece's husband. He's part of our family, and I wanted to say thank you. And congratulations. What a beautiful ceremony you and Jordan had last night.
Awesome. Thank you. That was all Jordan. That was not me. That was all Jordan. But she actually just got back over here, so she's here now.
Well, you know what, Jonathan? You're the one I want to talk to, because I got to tell you that Jordan's mean uncles, man, we know where Missouri is, boy. So you better be really nice to that young girl. We love her dearly, and I'm very excited about you joining our family. It was nice to meet your dad. Did a great job, by the way, as part of the ceremony. He's a pastor, and I thought he added some humor to it, and certainly kind of felt the love that you and Jordan had. So that was awesome. You guys are heading out in about 20 minutes for your honeymoon, correct?
This is true. The plane boards in 22 minutes. So we're almost getting ready to go to Puerto Rico.
Man, once you get there, you can take a breath, right? Because this has been quite the week for you.
It has. It has been a very sleepless week so far. I'm getting in late every night so far this week and stuff. So it'll be nice to relax on the beach.
Well, that whole ceremony was beautiful. The food was great. The fellowship was really good. So, Jonathan, thank you so much. Welcome to our family, and put Jordan on real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Here she is.
Thanks.
Hey, Uncle Michael.
Hi, Jordan. How are you, honey?
I'm good.
Hey, congratulations. What a beautiful ceremony. What a great night for you. And
we
welcome Jonathan to our family. I did let him know about your mean uncles that know where Missouri is. So he better be nice to you. Honey, I'm not kidding. I'm not sure that I've seen a more beautiful bride than you were last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, the whole family was there, and we just had a great time. So I wanted to say thank you and congratulate you guys, and welcome young Jonathan to this crazy family that we're part of.
Yes, yes. It's going to be great.
He has no idea what he's in for, does he?
He doesn't. It's crazy.
So it's a pretty good idea to get that ring on his finger before he finds out anything.
That's right.
Jordan, hey, congratulations, honey. We love you dearly.
Love you too.
Safe travels. Get a little bit of rest when you're there. Hold hands.
I will try.
Yeah, I know it's been a really, really busy week for you guys, but it was just a beautiful ceremony. Tell Jonathan I said welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Jordan Golfus. I love you too.
Yes.
We're gonna get to a break. Other side of the break. Back to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, guys. I had to do that. She's just a marvelous young gal, and he seems like a really nice young man. And they got their head on straight. And last night was just really fun. So you guys are all. When you guys do that, you'll invite me, right?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, David. You all kicked your coverage, young man. Walk South West, boy. I've been on all your Facebook pages. I don't know what you're laughing about, because there's a few of you guys that out kicked your coverage, but you in particular, being a Walk South West boy. We'll continue our conversation with these guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com and ask them about this deal they've got starting March 1st. Again, zero payments for 5 months, zero APR financing for 5 years. By replacing those windows now, and you know this winter was tough, you're going to do it in the spring, do it in March. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. I want to thank Bob Sebastian from COR Improvements for coming in and talking about the tour of model homes the 5th, the 16th and 17th of May, along with the Nary Aurora Cancer Care House. The soiree is on the 15th. NaryMilwaukee.org for more information on that. I'm joined in studio. We're talking Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin with David Conrad, Cole Henry, Matt Straub. Matt, is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Good. Hey. That's first for me. Very bad with last names. Cole, I got a bunch of questions. I'm going to go right down the line if it's okay with you guys. Cole, how does somebody know when it's time to replace their windows?
Yeah, so there's a number of factors that actually go into it. You know, if you're living through it right now, You know, if you're seeing that there's a lot of drafts, you're seeing a room is colder than the rest, you know, drafty. If you're seeing wood rot, anything along those lines, or simply they don't work.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably time to look into a window replacement.
And when you talk about not working, you know, there are people that, and we had to do this before we got them replaced, you know, stick something in the spring and the summer to keep the window up. Because the string, they were broken, they would just slide down. So if they won't stay open, the windows are stuck or painted shut, or is there a year, you know, somebody's owned their house for so many years, is there a year that when you guys go, look, if it's over, you know, 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, you got to start looking or at least thinking about it?
Yeah. I mean, we expect a window to last 20 to 30 years, especially, you know, windows from the 90s. We see windows from, you know, early 1900s even. So those are pretty much in your face. It's probably time to look into replacement options. And generally, I mean, if you're looking for aesthetic qualities, we have a window for that. If you're just looking to change the general look or style of the home, there's a window for that.
Hey, David, do people ask this? Because I know that we had to ask it a couple of times to make sure we're okay with it. Do people have to replace their windows all at the same time? Or if finances say, look, I can do some windows now and some windows in the fall or even next year, you guys are okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have many customers, and I'd say that 95% of the time we're doing phases. So, you know, we're doing, let's say, the front of the house first, match everything up, then we do the back of the house later, or, you know, whatever phase are or whatever priorities are needed. So especially with those finance plans, you know, there's purchasing windows, so don't be afraid to add windows on later on. That's really common.
Yeah, that's a really important point that we want to drive home. That if you think, look, I need to, I'm going to get an estimate on all the windows in my house, and then realize, boy, I'm not sure financially we can do that. David will put a plan together. Cole will put a plan together. Matt will put a plan together where you'll pick the windows that you need to do now, and then hold off on the other windows. But with this deal they've got coming up in March, and I'll continue to promote it, and we're going to talk to Matt about it in this segment, it's a really good deal. You've got zero payments for 5 months and zero APR financing for 5 years, and we'll talk to Matt about that right at the end of this segment. Hey, Matt, can people pick different styles of windows? So if they've got one style in the kitchen and one style in the living room, is it okay that they pick different styles of windows?
Absolutely. I would say a lot of customers do that, whether it's different operation in different rooms or completely different material, completely different aesthetic. Like I mentioned, we have 9 different product lines, 3 different vinyls, a fiberglass, 3 different wood lines. A lot of homeowners have what they call showcase rooms, so living room, you know, kitchens, things like that. A lot of customers will do a beautiful solid wood in those rooms. A lot of customers downstairs in their basement do a vinyl product, just something energy efficient. Because with Pella's product line, they're all energy efficient. It really truly does come down to aesthetics. So it's really a lot of people mix and match. So room by room, different operations. It's very common, and we actually encourage it depending on their needs.
What about there's colors now that you guys, I mean, so different colors in different rooms as well.
Yeah. So just based off material. So obviously with the wood, you can get that stain or paint color to match pretty much anything. So it's very flexible. Some customers just want the white on white, something energy efficient. Vinyl is a perfect affordable option for that. And it really does depend on the room, right? You know, bedroom, that's not really a showcase room. If you just want something energy efficient, save you month to month. That's a good option there.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that kind of leads into my next question. I'm going to stick with you on this one since you brought it up. When people replace their windows, and again, they've been through a winter, anybody who's got 3M plastic should be calling you guys. Going to PellaWI.com and come in and seeing either David or Cole or Matt, or do what I did. Get all 3 of them to talk to you, and they certainly would do that. But can replacing their windows actually save people money?
Oh, 100%. So there's a few factors as far as saving money long term. So the first and foremost is energy savings. So heating and cooling bills month to month. Obviously, every house is different, built in a different era, insulated a little differently. So there's not an exact number we can give you. I will say testimonials from a handful of customers, 35 to 40% per month on full frame replacements. So you look at that long term, you're getting a lot of money back there. And then as far as resale value, that's the biggest one we stress. So whether you're on the move within a few years or if it's your forever home, it's going to the resale value. So the cost versus value report just recently came out for the 2019 year. And so for both vinyl and wood replacements, customers saw an average of 70% return on their investment, and that was within the first 3 years. Beyond that, it just keeps going up.
Wow.
With pellets,
that's a huge number.
Yeah, no, it's
it really is.
It's a really surprising number too, because people usually think of energy savings, but the resale value in the home, I mean, that's one of the first things people ask about is the windows and doors when you know they're in the market. So,
hey, I'm going to get back to you here in a minute on the financing deal, because I know that you're really familiar with it. Cole, if somebody calls you on Monday, what's the process to get you out to their home? Is that where you want to go first, rather than having them to the experience? Or would you rather have them come see you first? What's your preference on that?
Yeah, so we love to go out to people's homes, evaluate their projects, take a look at exactly what their idea of what they want in the replacement is.
Yeah.
And so that's a big part of it. You know, the Pella experience like you've experienced.
Right.
So we want to give them that opportunity to experience that. And then, sure, if they want to come into our showroom, We invite them to do so.
Dave, did you get many people that walk in off the street over there?
Oh, yeah. You saw me the other day.
I did. You were busy, too.
It gets pretty busy over there, especially, you know, people see it, the signs up there. It's right, you know, it's hanging over where the old Golf Galaxy was right on Blue Mountain Road. But, yeah, when it starts getting nicer out especially, that's the time to get the project done. And coming up on March, all the great financing plans people are hearing about on the radio, they're pouring in, so our phones are really ringing off the hook.
Yeah, our guys do a nice job with that. Bill Michaels, Gary Leroy, all big Gina Della and Pella fans. So it makes it easy, along with me, of course, makes it easy for us to talk about the great things going on by you. Before we get to a break, Matt, we were talking during the break about this zero payments for 5 months and zero APR financing for 5 years. And you said, hey, can I talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's our best promotion of the year on the financing side. I've been here a couple years now, and we've never ran this during March. March is our busiest month of the year, right? So, yeah, huge deal there. So there's a couple things to point out about the plan. So 0% interest for 60 months. So that in itself is a huge deal. So there's no money down required, so you don't have to put any money down. 5 month deferment option. So what that means is, you start the plan, you get the windows installed, there's no payments required for the first 5 months. So we're looking all the way into August, September right now.
Right.
So if you're paying off for the kitchen, the fireplace, tuition, sure, college, just got other things you got to pay for, you don't have to start any payments for 5 months. There's also no early payoff penalty, which is huge. So you can pay more per month, you can pay it off completely, you know, whenever you want, and there's no penalty. So it's a really flexible plan, gets you no interest, low monthly payment. You can get everything done at once. So yeah, our customers love the 0% plan, and the 60 month, I mean, that's an incredible deal.
It really is. Again, that starts March 1st. You get details, PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. I've got more questions for these guys on the other side of the break. These are really good guests. These are young guys that understand the business they're in. I wish we had another hour, because I would say to Matt, to Cole, and David, you know, 4 years ago, if I told you you were going to know everything there is to know about windows and doors, you would have looked at me like I was crazy, right?
Absolutely.
You would have said, what are you talking about? I'm not doing that. But once you got in the business, found out it's a pretty great business to be in.
Best industry. Yeah.
There it is. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, alongside three young guys. Wait, are you account executives, sales reps? What are you, by the way?
Well, we got a few titles.
Sales consultant.
Just depends who you're talking to.
Sales consultant.
Construction consultant.
Yeah, sales consultant. Look at the Waukesha West boy making himself look good. David Conrad, that's awesome. Cole Henry, Matt Strub. Let's get into a couple of these questions that I want to finish up on. Cole, let me start with you. Can you explain to our listeners what low E is? Because we keep hearing it's low E, and I don't think 90% of the people understand what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So low E is a film that we actually spray on the window, and then we seal it between the two panes of glass. what it does is it helps a lot with energy efficiency. So it helps protect your home not only from heat or, you know, cold transfer, but it also helps a lot with UV damage. And so if you have, you know, any sort of furniture or, you know, trinkets on the inside of your home that you're looking to protect, that UV film, the low E, is going to help a lot with that.
Hey, David, if somebody talks to you and says, hey, look, I want to order some windows, can you talk me through the amount of time it takes from the time that we decide you're at my kitchen table, I sign that contract with you, how long is it before I get my windows put in?
Yep, so everything is made to order. So we're fitting all those windows or the doors, you know, directly for that opening that we're looking at. So it's about 4.5 to 6 weeks right now, and we're getting into a busy season. So I recommend, you know, the time is now to do it, because that lead time does extend out the busier we get.
I had two buddies, this was 2 years ago, and it was in the summertime, and they both said, hey, I'm getting new windows. We're going to get, one guy was going to get his whole first floor done. The other guy was going to get his living room and one bedroom done. And I said, when are you thinking? And this was like August. They said, well, we want them in before winter. And I told them both, get going now. Just get it done. And the guy's like, one guy said, no, I got time. I'm good. No worries. And I said, no, I'm telling you. I do the show, and I know what the process is. And he goes, no, I think I've done this before. I'm okay. The other guy took my advice, called Pella right away, and by the first time it got cold in October, he was set. But, you know, 8 weeks is the process. The other guy waited. The other guy waited till the beginning of October, mid-October. And he's like, I can't believe it. I can't get my stuff in before mid-December. And I said, have you listened to my show? Have you? I told you, your buddy's having them put in next week. So make sure that you're looking at that 6 to 8 weeks right now. But come March, they get really, really busy. The other question then, Matt, for you would be, the replacement windows last how long? And the backup question on that is different. You have different styles and different quality windows for everybody. So if somebody's looking to get out of their home in the next 2 years, they're probably looking at a different Pella window than somebody says, look, we're staying here for the next 30.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as quality goes, it's really aesthetic. So all of them we expect to last the lifetime you're in the home, whether it's a vinyl, fiberglass, or wood. The nice thing about our warranties is they're good whether you're staying in the home forever or if you're flipping the home and selling right away. So the lifetime warranty, that lasts for the lifetime you're in the home. So if it's your forever home, you got nothing to lose there. If you're flipping, all our warranties transfer. So the lifetime warranty is transferable up to 20 years. So and then the 10-year install labor and service warranty transfers right over as well. So if you're flipping or selling within a couple of years, warranty's already set up. It's under the address of the home, so there's no filing, no transferring. It's a free transferable warranty to the next homeowner.
Hey, Cole, do you guys install year-round? Or is there do you guys not install much in the wintertime? And when you do install, how long is that opening in your home?
Yeah, so we install year-round, absolutely, depending on the weather. It's always weather permitting.
Right.
But as far as what our install consists of, every time that we tear out a window, we try to make that the most minimal amount of time that opening is truly open. So the second we tear out the window, we put a new window in there within, you know, 10, 15 minutes, that we aren't just leaving your home to breathe to the outside.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, that's really important, because people still are under the impression that they can't get windows installed in the wintertime. And you can, because of that exactly what you said. And we had that, Terry and I. And it was like, I couldn't believe how quick the window came out, and they were ready to put that other window right in. Now, then it took some time to make sure the window was there and incorrectly, but there was no, that opening was gone fairly quickly. Hey, I talked about this at the end of last segment, and Matt, I'm going to start with you. If I told you, how long have you been overall with Pella?
Oh, let's see here. I think about 2.5 years.
Okay, so 5 years ago. Think about where you were 5 years ago. If we ran into each other and I said, hey, 5 years from now, you're going to be in my radio show, and you're going to basically be able to answer every question I have regarding Pella windows and doors, or any windows and doors, what would you have told me?
Not a damn thing. I knew nothing about windows and doors. Mainly just, you know, if you've never owned a home or if you've never been in the market, you've never heard of it. I mean,
right.
I grew up in Iowa, and I had heard of Pella, but barely knew anything about it. obviously once you get older, you're a homeowner, you're a little familiar with you know, the process. But yeah, I would have had nothing to say to you back then.
What were you? What did you think you were going to get into, and what did you think your life journey was going to be?
Yeah, so I just knew Pella was a great company, great culture.
Yep.
Didn't know where I would land on my feet with the company. I had plans of relocating down the road, and somehow ended up in Milwaukee, and it's been amazing. It's been life-changing for me, and it's good to be here, planning on staying for a while.
Beautiful. David, same question. If I came to you 3 years ago and said, hey, you're going to know everything there is to know about windows and doors, yeah, would you have shaken your head and said, you got to be kidding, I have no interest in that?
Yeah, I don't think that would have, my answer would have been confident that I'd be in the position I'm in right now. I grew up with Gina's son, Austin, my whole life, so I've watched her in the window industry, and I can tell you right now, I never once asked, hey, what do I have to do to get in there?
Right.
So, I mean, I was working at a gym, but I mean, I'm so happy that I did come on board because I've learned so much along the way, not only about windows and doors, but just about the process of, you know, treating customers right and having great customer service, having a team that backs us every step of the way.
And the culture. What a winning culture looks like, not just on the basketball or a football field, but in business. And I think that you go to the experience. If you think we're kidding, walk in and just kind of hang out with these guys for a little bit. Even if you're not looking for windows, say, yeah, I might be looking for windows, and get a feel for what this Pella experience is. And the Pella Experience Center, 190th at West Blue Mountain Road. When you walk in or you call there this week, ask for David, Cole, or Matt and say, look, I heard you guys on the show, and I'd like for you to come out and talk to me and answer some questions I have regarding Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cole, same thing for you. 5 years ago?
Yeah, so I knew that I wanted to do sales for quite some time, and Pella presented me with this perfect opportunity. I mean, I couldn't be in a better situation for where I am in my career. So 5 years ago, yeah, I didn't see myself in windows.
Yeah.
But it didn't take me long to understand, you know, how beneficial this was.
Are you a Hawkeye fan as well, or what, Cyclone?
Go Cyclones,
there
baby.
There you go. Man.
Don't even get me started.
You two must go at it all the time.
Yeah, Mike, can we get both of them out of here anytime soon? I mean, we know this is Badger Nation.
I haven't had a fist fight in here for a while. But, Matt, I got to tell you, when you went to the bathroom, Cole was like, look, man, the Cyclones rule. We kill Hawkeyes and everything. You should
it's
have
a
heard
Cyclone State.
I can't remember the last time they beat us in anything, to be quite honest with you. It's kind of like how Wisconsin's treated my Hawkeyes the past 5 years or so.
I might need to jog his memory for the past couple years.
You might have. I know their basketball team a couple years ago, Iowa State was pretty good.
Yeah, they've had some decent basketball teams. Not this year, we kind of put the beat down.
I saw Fran crying a couple years ago when they played Iowa State.
Let's talk about this year.
Yeah, no, we can go back a little bit. We definitely can go back. Hey, again, PellaWI.com. If you're a Hawkeye fan, you know what? You know who to call. If you're a Cyclone fan, but if you're a Badger fan, you call that walk show. You're a Wolverine guy. You give David Conrad a call. PellaWI.com is where you're going to want to go. And don't forget, starting in March, zero payments for 5 months. Zero APR financing for 5 years. Replace your windows now. You know you need to. You know there's a couple windows in your house that just did not do well this winter. Call one of these guys, David Conrad, Cole Henry, Matt Shrub. These are really good young men that can answer any questions that you have. Boys, thank you. This has been really good, and Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin in good hands with you guys on board. So thank you so much, Cole. It's nice to meet you again.
Mike, thanks for having us,
Matt,
on board.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it.
Dave, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
You bet. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.